With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is pulling back on his threat to destroy Iran's civilization with a massive bombing campaign. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Ahead of a Tuesday night deadline, the president announced he was suspending military strikes on Iran for 2 weeks if Iran agreed to a ceasefire and the immediate reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's Supreme National Security Council said it has accepted the 2 week ceasefire. The president also said Iran has proposed a workable 10-point peace plan that could help end the war. Earlier in the day, Donald Trump threatened to kill Iran's whole civilization in a chilling statement by an American president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Delta Airlines is the latest to hike bag fees.
Most Delta passengers on domestic and short-haul international flights will now pay $45 for the first checked bag, $55 for the second. A third bag will now cost $200, a $50 increase. It's a response to higher jet fuel prices tied to the war in Iran. United Airlines and JetBlue raised bag fees last week. Jet fuel typically ranks as the second largest expense for airlines after labor. Analysts say U.S. carriers are more likely to lean on ancillary fees to offset the higher expenses. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Artemis II astronauts are chatting it up with their friends aboard the International Space Station. Still aglow from their triumphant lunar flyby, the three Americans and one Canadian put in a call to their station colleagues Tuesday while heading home from the moon. It's the first such moonship-to-spaceship radio link-up ever. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 85 points, the Nasdaq rose 21, the S&P advanced 5. This is SRN News. A Virginia church pays some bills, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Over 400 families facing eviction from public housing in Alexandria have been saved by the Alfred Street Baptist Church. The congregation has paid off $1 million in back rent that was owed to the city. Pastor Howard John Wesley tells the Washington Post, quote, "As the Lord changes our life, the Lord empowers us to change the lives of others." The church has a history of raising a lot of money for community needs, recently paying off local students' college loan debts. Michael Harrington reporting.
Moms for Liberty made a name for itself at the local level, fighting to win control of school boards as it battled woke indoctrination in the classroom. Now it's being embraced by the Trump administration and gaining new influence in national decisions. CEO Tina Deskovich says the group has been a part of discussions around transgender sports bans, artificial intelligence, and more. This is SRN News. Uncertainty over Iran extends to Wall Street.
Stocks swung sharply on Wall Street as uncertainty built about what will happen in the war with Iran. The S&P 500 fell as much as 1.2% Tuesday. Stocks rallied back late in the day. The S&P 500 erased all its losses and ended 0.1% higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 85 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Texas health regulators have told Camp Mystic owners they're investigating hundreds of complaints following last year's deadly floods that killed 27 girls. The investigation disclosed Tuesday comes as the state considers whether to allow the all-girls camp to reopen this summer. State police said the Texas Rangers are also helping look into allegations of neglect. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.